Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yutes. The Gemara in Mudalef explains the pasuk. Kiloivat vosem adato ala menucha la nachlo. What is menucha? What is nachlo? So the Gemara brings four opinions. Either menucha is shiloi and nachlo is Yerushalayim, or nachlo is shiloi and menucha is Yerushalayim, or menucha and nachlo are both shiloi, and the fourth opinion is that menucha and nachlo are both Yerushalayim. To understand the discussion and the debate, and what does menucha and nachla really mean, let's be misboinen in what was mevor bedivrei gedolei achasidus. Mainly, we focus on the Shem Shmuel Pasha's Rei Tafrish Ayin Hei. Which, by the way, the Shem Shmuel's Yotzer will be this week on Chavdale Tevis. The Shem Shmuel explains that there is the Odom has a moyach velev. The moyach is the seichel. That the Iker Limud HaToyah belongs to the moyach. The lev belongs to what all the Ivarim connect to, where it belongs to the Maisim. That's the mitzvahs. And connected there, we have in the Zmanim, we have Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos belongs to the Seichel, the idea, the conceptual ideas of having, of being together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Muyadim is when you do more mitzvahs maasiyos. That's why in the Muyadim we have the mitzvah of Simcha. But continuing the theme that we mentioned in the previous daf in the name of the Shem Shmuel, the Iker in this world is not only the Moyach of the Seichel. The Iker is to bring things the Oilam HaMaise. That's what we hold, the Maise Odif. Always, if you have to, it's learning or doing Maise, the Maise is Odif. Because the Iker of the world is not a Talmud Iker Ela Maise. Want to bring things down here to the world. As a Shem Shmuel, Shabbos is very limited to Shabbos only. Yom Tov, on the other hand, spreads out. He quotes the Ramban that we mentioned in previous Shiurim, that Shabbos, we do have Avdolah, we have Psomim and Avdolah. Why we have Psomim? Because the Neshama Yeseiru leaves in Moetz Shabbos, Vay Avdo Nefesh, Vay Nofash, that's why we have Psomim. But we don't have Psomim in Moetz Yom Tov, says the Ramban, why not? Because the Neshama Yeseiru of Yom Tov does not leave. Meaning Shabbos is so Kodesh, is so elevated, is so spiritual. It doesn't belong to the regular Vachtik days. You don't connect it to the regular week. Once Shabbos ends, you cannot really bring the Kedusha of Shabbos to the weekdays. But Yom Tov, which is, belongs more to Olam HaMaaseh, that's something that connects to the week. So that's why Shabbos is something which doesn't spread out, but Yom Tov does. Says the Shem Shmuel, Menucha belongs to Shabbos. Shabbos called Shabbos Menucha. Vashenken Yom Tov, Yemoyadim are called Nachlosh B'li Mitzarim. Menucha is temporary. It's something that you have, but then you don't have anymore. In this Olam HaMaaseh, Shabbos is very temporary. Yom Tov, on the other hand, spreads out to the weekday. So it's a nachlo b'li mitzarim. That's a menucha and that's a nachlo. So says the Shem Shmuel, based on that, he explains the first pshat in the Gemara. If we say the menucha is shiloi, because shiloi was temporary, it's not something that spread out, connecting to the previous year that we said in the previous daf, when the Kedusha is very high and elevated, it stays there. It didn't come down to Olam HaMaaseh. But Beis HaMikdash is connected nachlo, connected Yom Tov, where it's something that connects to the world around it. It spreads out to the world. It spreads out to Olam HaMaaseh. That's why it's a Nachlo B'li Mitzarim that connects to this world. Very similar Mahalach is brought down in the Sfas Emes, the Parshas Vayichi, Tafresh Mem Zayin. There he says that Shiloh is when you don't have really wars with the Umas Olam, that's why you don't have a wall around it. And that's the Menucha, which is more elevated. But Yerushalayim is you have a wall because you have a lot of fights that you have to do with the world around. We're talking here Olam HaMaaseh. Says we say in Shabbos, Hamanchil Menucho le'amo Yisrael b'kedushos b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. We say Manchil Menucho. Is it a Menucho or is it a Nachlo? We are asking that Shabbos should spread throughout the entire day. Says Bnei Yisoschor, Menucho is temporary, but I want the Menucho to spread out. That's what I'm taking the Menucho of Shabbos and making Nachlo out of it. So we have a pchina where the menucha and nachla come together. According to this, we may be able to understand the four shitas that we have here in the Gemara, al zeh aderech. Shita number one, as the Shem Shmuel said, is that shiloi is menucha, it's temporary, and Yerushalayim is nachla, which is spreads out to Olam HaMaaseh. The opposite shita says, l'maaseh Yerushalayim is a higher kedusha. And mitzad sheni, it's also limited to the walls of Yerushalayim, it doesn't spread out. So mitzad that, that's called a menucha. Shenken shiloi, which is b'chol haroye, has an element of spreading out, that will be the nachla. Then there's a shita that says that shila is menucha v'nachlo, because it's a higher gedusha which spreads out, as we mentioned the previous shir, that you have mitzad echel gedusha gedoyla mitzad sheni inechel b'chol aroy. And the fourth shita says Yerushalayim is that way, because Yerushalayim, as the Shemish will explain, is the nachlo that spreads out, meaning that it belongs to Elam Maisi. But you have the Gedusha and Beis HaMikdash, which is a Gedusha that stays forever. It's a Gedusha that from here, that's when Beis HaMikdash HaShlish will be built in the same place. So you mainly, that's also the level of Menucho that belongs to Menucho of Shabbos. We know how Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos come together in many different Rifanim. One example to it is L'chadoidi. When we say L'chadoidi for Shabbos, we mention Beis HaMikdash as well. So in that Pchino, Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos come together, so Beis HaMikdash is Menucho, but it's the Nachlo B'nei Mitzrayim that stays forever and connects to the world around it. Maybe a little bit of a direction to put these things together. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.